This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you know what Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to say about the house in which the Quran is recited? He said it becomes spacious for its inhabitants, and the good of it becomes plentiful. It spreads and multiplies. The angels come to it and the devils leave it. And the house in which the Quran is not recited becomes cramped for its inhabitants. And it has little good in it and the devils come to it. May Allah protect us all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Whoever desires the reward of this world, then with Allah is the reward of this world and the hereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. We are talking about blessings in our homes and in our lives. Some people, they have massive homes, but no feeling of being home. Some people have massive families, mashallah, but they always feel alone and isolated. Other people may have smaller physical homes, but a feeling of contentment and sufficiency. There's something called barakah, blessing, in which one gets more out of less and feels more satisfied with it. For example, a dollar with barakah, with blessings, may go as far as $10 without. A small home, physically, with barakah, may be more peaceful and sufficient for its inhabitants than a palace or a mansion without any barakah whatsoever. A blessed home, therefore, is far more than just four walls and a roof. It is a home of tranquility, a home of serenity. It is a safe haven, a place of privacy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a place to be with one's family if Allah has blessed you with family. Now, how do some homes gain more blessings, more barakah, and why do other homes and other people lose it in their lives? It was reported that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, verily, the emptiest of houses are those that are empty of the book of Allah. Think about this and your relationship with the Quran and the Quran within your home. When your home is blessed with the Quran due to your living upon it, it impacts your relationships even within that house, between a husband and a wife, between parents and their children, brother and a sister, and relatives and guests as well. The light of the Quran impacts the raising of one's child and the blessings that they find in their lives as well. There's a wonderful story about one of the famous and foremost Quran reciters in the world, one of the most foremost reciters, Sheikh Abdul Rashid Sufi. His recitation is well known, has mesmerized millions of people over many years, and he shares a beautiful story about himself as a young boy walking past his father with an English textbook, and he was dressed in pants and a shirt. His father was also someone who had mastered the recitation of the Quran, and he was sitting down after his daily devotional, after praying the Duha prayer, and he summoned his son and he asked him, "What are you studying?" He saw his son carrying this textbook. "What are you studying?" He said, "English." Sheikh Abdul Rashid said, "He didn't tell me what to study and not to study, but he told me to look around the masjid that we were sitting in. Look around this masjid." He said, "Who do these stores belong to? Who do all these stores belong to?" The stores right around the masjid. There were around 15 stores around that masjid, and also a villa that their family lived in. He said, "Father, they belong to you." His father said, "Do I know any English?" He said, "No, father." His father said, "What I have is the Quran. And I want you to know that if you want a dunya, this life, then be close to the Quran. And if you want the hereafter, also be close to the Quran." And in fact, he said, this is the tafsir of the verse that you heard earlier on. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Whoever desires the reward of this world, then with Allah is the reward of this world and the hereafter. In other words, you can get with the Quran, with your sincerity, with your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it could be a door of provision, a door of happiness and rizq in this life and in the next life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give anyone anything with a cause that is greater than because of the Quran. I want you to reflect on the following hadith and your situatedness, your experience, and your home with relation to this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Recite the Quran in your homes, for the inhabitants of the heavens see them like people on earth see the stars." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not make your houses like the graveyards. Do not make your houses like the graveyards. The devil runs away from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited." So this blessing we are talking about comes in so many different forms. And one of the ways, the recitation of the Quran, and specifically Surah Al-Baqarah in the home, it brings a barakah, a blessing, and it also expels the devils and protects your home. There's a fortress around your house. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Don't make your homes into graveyards," it means don't make it lifeless of worship. So, for example, a man may pray all his prayers in the mosque and all his sunnah, voluntary prayers as well, but then he doesn't pray any voluntary prayers at home, so he doesn't mention Allah as much within the house. The Prophet ﷺ discouraged that. And so you should have some portion of your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your worship done at home. And in fact, the emphasis here and the encouragement is to pray your sunnah at home. There is another element that we want to pay attention to, and especially for the parents. There might be some mothers and fathers who read the Quran every single day and they have a routine, but their routine is before the children wake up or while the children are maybe at school. And while they themselves, the parents, are on their way maybe to work or within the house or wherever it may be, they've been doing this consistently for years, not realizing that effectively, because their routine is away from the eyes of their children, away from the sight of their children, they've never actually modeled reading the Quran to their children. So their children have never seen or rarely see their parents reading the Quran. There was a man who was interviewed on a TV show, and he had three daughters. All of them were somewhere in their journey of memorizing the Quran. One of them had half of the Quran memorized, another one more than that, another less than that. And the interviewer, rightfully so, asked the proud father, "What is your secret?" And he simply said, "I am memorizing with them." Now the saying is cliche that a family that prays together stays together. The people of the Quran are the people of Allah. So what about a family that every single day chooses to be people of Allah together? What blessing or barakah are they going to have in their lives? How will the angels see them on earth in terms of the stars of this world? So let's inspire each other. What barakah, what blessing have you seen in your life or the lives of the people around you due to the Quran?